It's Sunday morning here on B2. We're listening to the Sunday Grill, and my next guest is part of a team gearing up to run the length of Ireland, setting off on May 1st. They are six lads and they're raising vital funds for two charities that are very important to them. Shane Bistow, is it Bistow, Shane? Am I right in saying
Bistow,
that?
Kelly, yeah.
Did
yeah.
you love gravy when you were growing up? Was that where the Bistow comes
no,
from?
No, I believe it. It's my dad's nickname and it was my grandfather's nickname, oh. So I had no choice in the matter. It's kind of, I inherited it.
And
so.
How, why were they called Bistow, do you know?
My grandfather had it so long, he doesn't even remember. So he had it since he was about four or five, would you believe?
Okay. And
so even I'm Bistow, my brother is Bistow, my dad is Bistow. So
you'd no
I
choice.
Was called Bistow from a very young age, so wow. I got it off my dad.
That's
yeah.
so Irish, isn't it?
It's gas, yeah, isn't it?
It is. Well, that is. Yeah. Shane Bistow Kelly is one of those six lads and he's very personal reasons for running this route. So we might talk about the route before we do go any further, Shane. So how many kilometres is the length of Ireland? So that's from Malin to Mizzenhead, is that right?
Yes, from Malin to Mizzenhead, it's 600 kilometres.
Wow.
And there is six lads doing it. So our plan is to do it as a non-stop relay. So we're going to have somebody on the road running 24-7 all through the night.
Okay.
And we're going to do it as a relay. So we'll roughly do a little over six or a little over 100 kilometres
okay.
per person.
And how many, and like, are you going to be together the whole time?
Or we have a camper van and we have a welfare van. We have a physio. We have a really good support team doing this with us. So but we will do 10K and then I'll pass the baton on to the next member who'll do 10K and then I'll probably have, I'll have roughly 4 hours before my next 10K.
Wow. Okay. So, so you're basically doing a 10K about what, six times a day?
Yes, we'll be doing two ultramarathons in 48 hours each person.
Wow. So you intend to get, how long do you think it'll take you to get up to the top?
We're staying from top to bottom. We're going from Malin all the way down to Mizzen. So we're staying about 50 hours, but the lads are kind of confident we'll do it in the 2 days. We'll do it in 48 hours.
Okay,
fair
play.
So, yeah, we're kind of just trying to get our pace and right and stuff like that. We don't want to come out too hot at the start and then probably not be able to finish it or pick up injuries or that, you know. So
okay.
It's something unusual that, like, some people go and run ultramarathons, but, like, when you run 10K and stop, you get stiff and sore and then you have to get up and run another 10. You know what I mean? So
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Good idea.
It is. Yeah. So you're kind of the glue that brings everyone together because you run a gym in Edenderry in County Offaly.
Yeah, I run a gym, a small gym, Primal Fitness in Edenderry. And well, the lads are members, but they're also good friends of mine as well. So
okay.
We had been just throwing around the idea of we wanted to do some sort of big run and we were looking at, like, there's an ultramarathon in the desert there in Morocco.
Oh,
and
yes.
Like we were saying, something a bit closer to home. And then we said we might as well do it for charity. And we said, sure, we might as well run Malin to Mizzen. And we can't find anyone who's done it in this format, as a relay format with 100 kilometres each, kind of doing it as fast as possible, you know? So
That's important to you, to do it as fast as possible?
No, not really. We're going to finish it. And maybe next year we'll try and beat our time or something like that. But if we do it next year. But no, we were just kind of saying it'd be good to do it. People have done Malin to Mizzenhead, but they might do 30K a day and it'd take them 12 or 14 days. And we're going to try and just do it in 2 days, non-stop, flat out, between six lads and divide it all up.
Flat out in a camper van.
Yeah.
So it's for two charities and they're charities that are very close to the Sixies heart, Ashiree and Felicon. And Felicon in particular is important to you, isn't it, Shane?
Yeah, Felicon, I suppose, helped me a lot. Felicon are a charity that support bereaved parents or, I suppose, people who suffered infant deaths and stuff like.
And you had a little girl called Peggy, didn't you?
Yes, I had a little girl called Peggy who just died from sudden infant death syndrome. And unfortunately, I had to use Felicon services. But just one night, she, just as I was holding her, she kind of took a little bit of a fit and she just passed away. But Peggy passed away one night and within hours Felicon were with us. They were there with like teddy bears and the support they gave us all over the following weeks was unbelievable.
Your life just changed. Peggy was only 7 weeks old, is that right? So you had spent nearly a year looking forward to her birth and
It was unbelievable. We went from the happiest we've ever been, first child, you know, Peggy made me a dad, and to literally in the split second just being the saddest you've ever been.
Of course.
It's unbelievable. Like some days you just wake up and kind of think, did that really happen? Do you know that sort of way? But yeah, so that's like, she's a big drive for me now to be doing it. It's actually Peggy's birthday today, so she would have been 5. But wow. I can't thank Felicon enough and the support they give counselling services, and they came down and they took clay imprints of her hands and put them in frames and gave them to us, and took ink prints and gave us a lot of stuff just to remember her by. Yeah. And
stuff you wouldn't have thought of yourself, I'm sure, when you were going through that trauma.
Oh, it's unbelievable. But like, they have like a box in every hospital in the country where I suppose this hospital staff are trained, and they can, like, if there is an infant death, they go down and they give the parents a teddy, and they put a teddy in beside the child. And like, they have all these boxes in the hospitals waiting for this sort of stuff in every hospital in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Peggy died, and like, we were in Limerick at the time, and within 3 hours, like, the girls were down from Felicon, were there with us beside us. And these are bereaved parents, so it was nice to hear from people who had gone through something similar, that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
And are they still by your side 5 years on?
Yeah, I got a message today for Peggy's birthday from Jacinta from Felicon, just saying that we have the candle lit here for Peggy today on her birthday, and I'll send you a message every year and
gorgeous,
check in on you and stuff like that. So obviously that was a big driver for me. Me and the lads were talking about doing this run, and we were speaking in the group chat then about what charities we'd like to do for her, and immediately I put Felicon forward. I'm sure the lads had known all about Peggy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be close friends, and they were saying, oh, absolutely. So,
okay, so they're one of that. And you've nearly reached your target at this stage.
Yeah, we nearly have our target reached already. Like, the generosity of people has been unbelievable. And like, that's one thing I'd like to say thank you to everybody who's donated. Like, these are two self-funded charities. They don't get any government funding. They've no national bodies or anything like that. They do all their own fundraising, you know, both of them. So, you know, they're really, really good Irish local charities, and they're doing massive work. The amount of people have said to me since that, I was like, oh, we used Felicon, we might have had a stillbirth. And so many people that I had known that I didn't know had used the charity. They're so active on the ground. Mm-hmm. They're unbelievable. But like,
and then the second charity is Ashairi, which is also close to one of the six of yours heart as well. It's an important one as well.
Yeah. Jack used Ashairi, and like, it's just, he said to get himself back on his feet, and he said it completely changed his life. And he was, he spent a couple of months down in Waterford. And Ashairi is another great charity, just helping young people get back on their feet and find their feet and change their lives as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
probably best known of the two charities, I suppose. Like, people would know the name Ashairi because there's a few locations around Ireland for that treatment centre. So, but you're raising as a whole.
Highly of them, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're raising. We'll split the money down the middle for both charities. But like, Jack can't thank the lads there enough. Like, Jack is absolutely thriving now since, and he said it's completely turned his life around as well. Do you know what I mean? So
good stuff.
It's very good.
So, are you good at doing all your training and everything, or are you just going to wing it?
We both, the two of the members, myself included, suffered a few setbacks.
Oh no, a few injuries.
A couple of weeks ago. A bit of overtraining, I suppose, and I ended up sick on St. Patrick's Day, and I ended up in hospital for 2 days. But so I started back my training yesterday. We're still pushing on. But like, as I said to the lads, look, I'll run the whole 600K myself. If I have to, all I have to do is look at a picture of Peggy and think of that.
Exactly.
So, we'll get through it. But Bobby was another guy. He was doing a hybrid race up in Belfast, and he actually had a bit of a collision, and he hurt himself now as well. So his training's a bit step back too. So it's the timing isn't great, but look, we're putting in the hours, and it is tough to try and get the miles in the legs, you know.
I can imagine. So it's a Saturday you're setting off on May the 1st.
We're starting on a Friday morning.
So just under 3 weeks now from this Sunday. So it's all becoming very real, I can imagine.
It is. And we kind of thought, like, we had met around Christmas and we spoke about this, and we were like, oh, look, we've plenty of time. It's the May Bank holiday weekend, and now it's 3 weeks away and everyone's starting to panic, you know. So, but no, look, our heart will get us through us, please God. But
exactly,
like we were just saying, if one of the lads gets injured, it's going to be a little bit tougher, because we'll all probably inherit his kilometres or whatever.
You know, all right, well, fingers crossed.
We'll have to take on the brunt, yeah. So
that doesn't happen.
We'll have to be prepared first, though.
Yeah. Well, you can follow the lads. It's Fadhna Héireann on Instagram. And I presume someone will be doing updates from May the 1st of how you're getting on over that, hopefully, 48 to 50 hours. You can check out what they're doing there. And there's also a link to donate, and those two charities again are Félacan, which is a non-profit supporting families bereaved through perinatal death, and as Shane was saying there, it's a charity very close to his heart and really helped him and his family. And then Ashairi, of course, which is provides residential and community based addiction treatment services for adults and young people and their families too. They are the two charities that they're raising funds for, and as Shane said, both not for profit and not government bodies either. Fadhna Héireann on Instagram if you want to check out what the lads are doing, the training they're doing, and all their motivations for taking part in this. And it's, I keep saying Malin to Mizzenhead, but it's Mizzen. Wait, am I going the wrong way around here?
Yeah, you're going right now. Malin to Mizzen, yeah.
So you're starting in Malin, yeah, and you're going to run a relay down to Mizzen. It's 600 kilometres in total, 10k each. So about 10k every 6 hours, yeah?
Take every 4 hours.
Every we'll 4 hours. We'll not to freak you out or anything.
Yeah, we'll probably end up doing about 107k. So we'll probably do 11, 10k's in 2 days, roughly. Yeah,
fair play to you.
So, and that's all going well and going to plan that no one gets injured.
Yeah,
so,
fingers crossed. May 1st, if you want to check it out, Fadhna Héireann on Instagram. That is Shane Bisto Kelly, one of the six who is taking part in that relay. Thanks a million for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much for having me on.